I want to welcome you to the Bridge, and I'm going to ask you to pray with me this morning as we begin. I think the Lord has got a very special time for us this morning. We're going to spend some time in a way unlike anything we've ever done before. I'm not going to be the only one preaching this morning, lest I get ahead of myself. Let's pray. Father, I just come to you now, and I thank you for what you're doing in us and through us. What only you can do. Father, I pray that now you will be glorified as we get a little out of the box. I pray we do so only to climb into your heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good morning. And again, most of you know that we are fresh back from a missions trip to Vermont, Barrie, Vermont. There were 24 of us. I'd like to show you a picture of the team. Thank you for sending out 24 missionaries last week to Barrie, Vermont. As I pray you'll see before we're done here this morning, God did an amazing work, first in us and then through us. And this morning we're going to also begin a new series, or at least the extension of the series. We're going to go into the book of 1 John, and I've committed for the rest of this year, we're going to go verse by verse through the book of 1 John. And we're going to do it a little unorthodox this morning in that we're going to start the series as we come home from Vermont. And as I was preparing, it dawned on me as I was praying through that this is going to be one of those messages that is more caught than taught. Have you ever heard that before, that expression? Let me read to you the first four verses from the book of 1 John. And if you have your Bible, I want to encourage you to come with me. And if you don't have it, I want to encourage you to bring your Bible so that we can walk through the Word of God together. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to read the first four verses of 1 John so that we never forget that it's God's Word that guides us. But then, rather than unpack them the way that I normally would, I'm going to give you a brief explanation. It's fairly self-explanatory. And then I'm going to have some of my friends preach. And by preaching, it's been said that preaching is truth through personality. You go to God's word, its truth in full context, and then you share it through personality, through who God has called you to be. And I brought some friends with me to help preach this morning. Let's go to the book of 1 John, chapter 1. And this will lay what will be the beginning for the rest of the year as we go through the book of 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. Christ Jesus. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you. That which we have seen and heard, Christ Jesus, we proclaim to you. Which was the Father manifest with us, that we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. We proclaim what we know, so that you too can have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our or your joy may be complete. Friends, we're going to unpack this further in a more traditional way next week. But I want you to hear, the book of 1 John opens up with a confidence that is in Christ Jesus. He was from the very beginning, before time began. And he came and was made manifest among us. He is the perfect sacrifice, the atoning redeemer, Christ Jesus. And John is writing in the context of what would be heresy at the very beginning. You think we're the only ones that deal with false prophets and false teaching? This letter was written in the context of dealing with what was the beginning of what later became known as Gnosticism, a false doctrine that would take some of Christianity and then pervert it. That's exactly where you and I live today. So I want you to hear this and understand that God is writing not only then but now to us. And it's about getting confidence in Christ and who he is. And recognizing that we are to go and share what we know, to proclaim the truth of Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that you, unbeliever or confused or deceived person, may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with God the Father and God the Son through the power of God the Holy Spirit. This is the message. This is what you and I have been called to do. The word fellowship here is written twice. In the Greek, that word is koinonia. Please get this. You and I are to go and proclaim what we know so that others will have a supernatural unity in the body of Christ, which is in supernatural unity with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I could take you through history, and I'll explain more of this in a traditional way next week. But I'd rather show you this. Again, I think this is one of those messages that could be better caught than taught. The last week, or the last night that we were in Vermont, the 24, all 24, from Gideon on up, shared a testimony of what God had been doing in Vermont. I can't share all of that with you. It's about 2.5 hours, but I will. We'll make DVDs available so that every testimony can be shared. But I grabbed 10 this morning of the 24. And I just want to share with you some of what God was doing. Let me show you some pictures first. I want to introduce you to CJ and Caitlin. You'll hear a little bit about them. Here are two people that God was doing an amazing work in. Homeless, pregnant, live on the side of a mountain in a tent, struggling to get by. On our way home yesterday, we got a text. Said, thank you so much, you changed our lives. We now have hope. We prayed with them. They saw God move in a miraculous way. They received housing yesterday and a job attached to the house. And they said, we now understand and we have our family. I want to introduce you to another couple of guys. Here's a picture of Haz and Jerry. A couple more homeless guys that we got to know real well. They up there? Amen. Taz, scary dude in every way. Jerry, not so scary, but every bit is lost, confused, hurting. We got to spend time with them. Pastor Matt at Faith Community Church spent hours with Taz after we all came together. I'll share a little bit more about them here in a little bit. Let me show you Jerry. Let's picture Jerry. Biggest, toughest guy in Vermont. I mean, biggest, toughest guy in Vermont. And we watched as God softened his heart a little bit more and a little bit more each day. Here you see our team, some of them praying with him. Yesterday he sent a text as we got home, literally as we were coming into the county, said, please pray with me for this woman who is struggling. I'm afraid she's going to be out in the cold. Let's pray together that the Lord will do the miraculous. Now let me tell you, Terry was not talking to us about praying to the Lord about the miraculous on Sunday afternoon when we first met him. God doing an amazing work. Because some people filled with the Holy Spirit were living out 1 John 1:1-4. Some people who know Christ to be Christ, who have seen him, felt him, touched him, know in their hearts, and were committed to going and proclaiming what they know so that others could come into koinonia, into the family of God, which is in koinonia with God. Let me show you one of the first pieces. They're going to be of various lengths. Here's one of our younger ones. Let me show you. When asked how this week impacted them as they were being the hands and feet of Christ. And know this, the context is we were going to be speaking to the church that we had come to help, Faith Community Church. We wanted to be an encouragement and an inspiration to them because we were leaving their mission field. And one last very important thing, I need to tell you this. The reason why I'm sharing this today is because every word that you're going to hear being spoken to Faith Community Church, I'm telling you, needs to be spoken to the bridge. Every syllable, this applies to us, was not just said through us. Amen? Amen. Okay, guys, let's see if this will roll.
How do you spell Caitlin?
C-A-I-T-L-I-N.
Does it talk about that? No. Okay. How do you spell that one girl's name? She was like...
Just one, you know.
Okay.
There you go.
So what was special about being in Vermont for you?
Just meeting a lot of people and hearing their stories and everything. Because I think sometimes we forget about how troubled some people are. We just think about our own lives. And it's just some people's, I heard that it's crazy. They don't have anywhere to go or to be. And I just couldn't imagine that. I get mad because if it's cold in my room or something. But they don't even have heat or air conditioning or TV or none of that stuff that we're used to.
Is there anything that touched your heart special? Where you saw somebody and how you and that person had a special time?
There are a lot of different people I talked to. I heard about Caitlin. She's pregnant and they live in a tent, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you would do that. I'm not pregnant. I couldn't live in a tent. So I don't get how she would be able to do it. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the whole week?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I liked on Sunday when you had your sermon. That was really good. And just when we were in the park and stuff and talking to people, really.
Amen. Thank you, Carol. Mm-hmm. Great job, sweetie. Let's get a bear with the Max Hendrum kind of jittering video. Notice the board? She started off going up. Watch that board as we go. That board was designed for each of us to write down a name of somebody that God used to really touch and impact our hearts and our lives. And if somebody had already been mentioned, rather than just, oh yeah, we would circle or underline. So watch what happens as we go. Here's Tom Cole. And again, if the jittering of the video bothers you, close your eyes and listen. But I pray that you get the message. We're not going to let the enemy interfere here this morning. Watch Tom as he shared. Did you see the message?
No.
Shh. Here we go.
Tom, I'm married to the keyboard player, and I've been introduced as the keyboard rowdy or roadie or whatever this week, and I carry things, and I'm the type of person, I'm out of my comfort zone, But I saw compassion and love, but I sort of feel comfortable on the edge. You know, these guys were on the edge. This is where a lot of the love and things were seen. These were the ones that I did intentionally. Silas and Gideon gave me a track. I sat there and said, "Lord, you want me to talk to somebody? Bring somebody here." Well, John and George came. I said, "Okay. They're here. I guess I'm supposed to share." So I shared. Never saw them again. But they were there. These were here pretty much all week at the peace worship team. Like Paul said, lost is lost. You know, concentrate on these, but also concentrate on the other citizens in your community that are reaching out and lost. We went in the Salvation Army, Christian organization. They got a plaque, served Jesus Christ. So we asked the girl, "You a Christian?" She goes, "We're not allowed to talk about that." I'm going, "You're working in Salvation Army. They got a mission statement for Jesus Christ on the board." Jeff goes, "I don't have a problem. I'm a Christian. You know, I'll talk about it." And the girl looked, and it's just like she closed up. You know, how can you work in a Christian store and not even know what your mission statement is up on the board? So, my thing that I took away is compassion and love, but don't, you know, all the citizens of Barrie that was up here to reach out and share and, you know, disciple and do what the Lord calls you to do. And that's my message. And we'll, you know, pray for Matt and Stacy, and, you know, God bless you. And my saying is, walk with the King. Be a blessed. God bless you.
You want to know whether or not God was at work? You think it was all happening on the outside? I promise you that when you say yes, Lord, He'll do more work in you than He'll ever do outside of you. 1 John 1:3. That which we have seen, that which we have heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have supernatural unity with us. And indeed, our supernatural unity is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Let me show you how Christine encapsulated that message. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Christine. I come from a world where most of my life it was easy to judge people, judge why things in their life wasn't good or going well. And this week, I learned really, God gave me compassion. Jesus gave me compassion for the people he loves all around the world in every different type of situation. I wrote on the board, the poor, the abused, the homeless, the addicted, the lonely, the handicapped, war veterans, the mentally ill, immigrants, and the list can go on. It's easy to walk by people when you don't have a heart for Jesus. But when you learn how much Jesus loves you and forgives you, he teaches you a compassion that you never had before. And you learn there's a lot of people that are trapped in their own sin, in a dark world. They're thirsty for love. They don't know where to find it. And Christ is the answer. One elderly woman, she was probably one of the first people I had contact with. When I was talking to her, she was telling me a sad story. I just lightly touched my hand on her. And she almost reacted like she hasn't been touched in years. Karen, she's homeless. She's trapped. And it's going to take her quite a while. But she, when we talked about Jesus, she had like a childlike faith. And today, she asked for Jesus to save her. And we prayed. I talked to war veterans this week whose experiences you can only imagine. There's so much pain out there. And they don't know what the solution is to their pain. And we know drugs and alcohol. It's not the solution. There's a smoke shop in town and a club next door. And God spoke to me through that smoke shop. We prayed over it. That the sin that's going on in that shop and club would not capture people anymore, but that they would turn to Jesus to fulfill their thirst. Me and Josh bonded on our trip, and it was a beautiful thing. There's so much power in the unity of the church, of coming together to reach out to others. It's hard to do on your own. You just walk up to a stranger. But there's power in the numbers. And there's power in the prayer together when we reach out. It's a huge lesson that I learned this week. And I'm going to continue to pray for my special friends that I met and spent time with. So God bless.
Thank you, Christine. Who'd like to go next? Dorian?
That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us, supernatural unity with us, And indeed, our supernatural unity is with God the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Pete, will you take us to the next one?
Walk the king out of the way.
Yeah, I do. I'm back! But I forgot the two Mormon boys. Nice, beautiful young men. But if we weren't here and we weren't there, they would have shared their false doctrine. And they could have been, people could have been taken away from the true king. And that's all I wanted to come back in and share, because I forgot about that. And if you're not there sharing the truth, somebody else might just step in your place and share false doctrine and take somebody to hell instead of send them to heaven. Thank you.
You think, what's the big deal? I'm not doing anything bad. Big deal is you're not doing anything good. God's word says, and we proclaim what we know so that they will have supernatural unity with us and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Friends, the world is filled with proclaimers. We literally watched as God brought all these people to the foot of the cross. The wolves came walking up. And let me tell you, if we weren't there, they were going to be there. And just as a side note, the last thing I saw leaving the town, Kim and I went back to the town center and prayed imprecatory prayers in front of the false gospel sharing places. And we watched the Mormons walk into the Methodist church, apparently neither one having a problem with the other. Just think about that. Partnering in goodness, quote unquote. Tom's insights are profound. If you don't proclaim the truth, somebody else is going to proclaim lies to them. Everybody's making disciples, you and me included. The only question is, what kind of disciples are we making? Let me share Kim's insights with you now.
Kim, and I just want to thank you for letting us come out to Faith Community Church to love on the people of Barrie. And I put different people's names. I'm sure that I've forgotten some, but they're in my heart. And I just want to say that for Pastor Matt and Stacy and Meredith and Matthew and Madison, I see a family that truly loves people and wants to serve this community sacrificially. And it's hard, and this is hard ground, and we're aware of that, and we saw that this week. And we've seen people at their bottom, and we've actually seen people at all different levels of life, stages. Some had homes, some didn't. Some were lonely and some had family. And they all had the same need, and that's Jesus Christ. And they're longing for something, and that's Jesus. And you have a privilege of going out into that community and touching them and loving on them. our love for them was not just sitting and chatting. We did that and we listened. But our main importance here was to share Jesus with them and pray for them and to show them that there is hope, that Christ loves them, that Christ has value in them, and that we see that. You can do the same thing, and it's something that I know each of us, there's 24 of us, and we're going home, but we're changed. I know that I'm changed. I've seen God work miraculously. I've seen the Holy Spirit guide us like I've never seen in my entire life. For me personally, I guess I've dug deep and realized that there were things in my life that I was fearful of. And seeing what's gone on this week has changed me, and I'm not going to let that be any longer. Someone else had already mentioned how what we did was obey. That's exactly what God has called us to do, to listen and just do, be. You know, we could have been busy this whole week and we can just check off so many different things, but it wouldn't have had the same impact. We were listening and we were hearing God and we were being. And because of that, we saw people actually respond and have hope for the first time. One of the people was CJ that I didn't get a chance to really get to know him this week like other people did, but as we prayed for he and his wife and their unborn baby, it was moving to hear him all of a sudden pray for us. This is someone who was incredibly confused just a couple of days ago, and he prayed the most beautiful prayer, thanking us for being a family that he had longed for many years. And you have that opportunity. And I pray for each of you because this ground is very, very hard. And you have your work cut out for you. But when you know that you're doing what God wants you to do and is calling you to do, it gets difficult and it gets messy. But that's okay. It's supposed to be. If you're grounded in Christ, then you can do that. And gosh, there's just so many. Someone had mentioned Angela, and you know, it's not a coincidence that we meet these different people. I want to also say that we had prayed for Barry for many, many months before we even came here, for the people of Barry, for your church specifically. God knew our hearts that we wanted to be here. And if you feel out of your comfort zone, begin by praying and listening. And sorry, but you need to get out of your comfort zone. Be strong and be courageous, and you'll be amazed at what God can do with you.
You notice there's no editing here. This is just raw. Real presence of God. I even talked to somebody yesterday about perhaps editing. I said, absolutely not. This was God at work. 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have supernatural unity with us. And indeed, our supernatural unity is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen to how this impacted Paul this week.
Hi, I'm Paul. I'm one of the guys that makes a joyful noise in the praise and worship band. And I have been able to hide behind a microphone the entire week, and I haven't had to go out and mingle with anyone in this community. And that's all a lie. I wanted to hide behind a microphone all week, and I couldn't. I found myself being drawn to the people in this community like I had no idea that I ever would be drawn. I've got a reputation for being kind of a loud guy, but I'm really an introvert and I'm shy and I don't like to talk to people really that much. But God put a couple of people in my path this week that I couldn't deny the Holy Spirit. And I couldn't tell him no. Jesus said that what you do for the least of these, you do for me. I don't necessarily think that we saw the least of these this week. I think we saw a lot of people that were hurting. We saw a lot of people that needed hope. We saw a lot of people that were at the end of their rope. That's only the ones we saw. The ones we didn't see have a job, own their own company, several hundred thousand dollars in debt, very comfortable in their own little prisons. I did see them drive by the park and look at us. I appreciate the four or five people that came out from Faith Community Church the entire week. I think I can remember their faces. I think it's somewhere in 2 Philippians. Wait a minute, that doesn't exist. That says we should build a church and we should hide in it. That's not true. We're called to go. We're called to be obedient. We're called to get out of our comfort zone. And I think 24 people, I know 24 people did this week. Maybe even 26. One of the biggest, burliest, scariest looking guys in the park came to see us every single day. every single day. Come to find out this guy is the leader of the homeless. He has taken on a leadership role and he's hurting. It took three or four of us over the week to have conversations with him. And this afternoon in the front yard of Matt and Stacy's home, that man broke down and wept while three followers of Christ were kneeled down in front of him and praying with him and for him. You ask me what was the biggest takeaway from this week? It was Terry. Terry showed me that they all need hope. It's not just the weak. It's not the mentally ill. It's the ones that put on that shell that they're really strong and they're not. It's the ones that need the hope the most because they're putting all that stuff on their shoulders. I'd love to tell you that the 24 people that came up from Maryland were trained professionals. We're not. We started about 7 or 8 months ago, and we intentionally started training to do a mighty work up here in Barrie. We've been praying for this city and this state for over 2 years. We intentionally got out of our comfort zone in Kent Island. We intentionally went and did prayer walks in preparation for this area. I overheard that there was a group of, it may be youths, they're thinking about going to Alabama this year on a mission trip. I challenge you to start in Montpelier. Walk around there a little while. Do a little prayer walking. Go to Chelsea. Go to Washington. Start in your own backyard, training for a mission trip before you drive all the way down to Alabama. One of the biggest takeaways, and it literally made me walk away from the entire crowd this afternoon, and I was saddened because I heard not once, not twice, but three or four times, "You guys need to stay here." No, we don't. I think the disciples told Jesus the same thing. "Master, please stay. It's better for you that I leave. Faith community, it's better for you that we leave. But we leave with the Holy Spirit alive and well in this city. You have to take the reins now. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, get out of your comfort zone. The ground is hard, but it is beautiful out there. It is also beautiful. Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us."
I have more, but I'm going to share just two more with you. I'll clean up the video, and I'll probably share a couple more with you next week. I was going to share mine, but I'm going to hold that till next week. I want to share two more with you, and then we'll close for today. This one's really special, and I'll tell you why. Her name's Angela. Will you stand up, Angela? Yeah, you won't find her here. You see, we found her in Barrie, Vermont. We'll show you what happens when God's people go and proclaim what we know so that you will have supernatural unity with us, as indeed we have supernatural unity in Christ. Wait till you meet Angela from Barrie, Vermont.
I'm going to share a real picture.
I'm Angela. I asked to share because this has been extremely humbling. Oh, dang it. I'm going to try not to cry. This has been extremely humbling for me to see... Oh, crap. So many people devoting a week of... just giving a week of themselves to work in a city that is so broken. I just found it extremely humbling because, you know, they're doing this because they want to. They know that there's so many people out there that need to be touched, and this is my hometown, and I haven't even, you know, I do missions trips all over, and maybe it's because I avoid my hometown just because it's so hard. And you guys came here, so... And, one of my main reasons for asking if I could share with you guys, Faith Community, you know, they came and every single one of them got out of their comfort zone to talk to the people that we haven't talked to, or the people that we do walk by, and, they cleared a lot of stones and broken down a lot of walls. It's our turn to step up and do everything that we can for the community that we're living in. We should have done something sooner, and we can't let those stones roll back to where they were. We have to step up and do something for the city that we live in. You know, these people, they brought their guitars, they sang some songs, and they talked to people, they grilled hot dogs. That's easy! I don't know why we didn't do something like that earlier, so this is me calling out to you guys, saying that we need to get involved where we haven't been before. And it was said earlier, you know, we need to start our mission here and not everywhere else, so that when we decide to go other places, we can bring the people that we've taught here with us, because they're going to want to share just as much as we already do. And now that I'm done crying, guys, there's so much that God has laid on my heart just this week for this community. And I know that you guys are a very big church and still growing, and you know, praise God for that. And these people that have given of their time to come here, we owe it, you know, we owe it to them to continue what they've started and what we should have started a long time ago. So I am ready and willing to get a herd of horses, and we're going to ride through Barry, and we're going to tear this place upside down and just dump Jesus all over it. And, you know, we need to show the people that were found that we care about them, and just because the people that they initially met are leaving, we are here to finish that mission for God. And, yeah, we need to do that. So, thanks, guys.
Amen. That message is as much for us here as it was for Faith Community Church in Barrie, Vermont. And let me just remind you, there's plenty of peanut butter and jelly floating around town. It's not about giving band-aids on surface problems. It's about bringing the love and the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ into dead and dying souls. And it's a both and. We need to love them like Jesus, both in the physical and in the spiritual. To say we love only spiritually is to be a lie. We're deceived. To say that we love only physically is a lie. We're deceived. You know, we're not called to upgrade people's tickets on the Titanic, nor are we called to bring people into a classroom. We're to bring them to Christ. And where Christ goes, he brings truth in love, both and. I want to share with you how we close the night, remembering that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you will have supernatural unity, koinonia, with us, as we have supernatural unity with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Robin was very powerful and transparent in sharing with us, and I want to close this morning by sharing this way with you as well. It is eternally important that we proclaim what we know so that others will have koinonia with us and with God. Watch how Robin closed us out.
Hi, Faith Community Church. Thank you for allowing us to meet your neighbors and to love them, to grow to love them, to share in their sufferings and share our sufferings with them. I have many reasons to rejoice, and I want to encourage Josh. Where's Josh? Josh, you were in the front lines where you were. I noticed that you were always like the fringe of the park, where people didn't want to come into the park. They didn't want to come near the light. So you got a lot of rejection. But you proclaim Christ. And that's all you're called to do. Proclaim Christ. And you're not responsible for the responses. I believe Jesus' name was honored this week in Barry, Vermont. Only by the help of the Spirit, walking in the truth, being upheld by brothers and sisters in Christ, lifting each other in prayer, encouraging one another. I came here and I learned, and about a month ago, I learned that my neighbor of 25 years,
at home. His cancer returned. I'm just busy with my life. You know, he's always known that I've gone to church. You know, that's not a witness. I never proclaimed the name of Christ to him. And I thought, I knew this trip would empower me to take the message to my neighbors. Who are our neighbors? Our neighbors aren't only the ones right next to us. They're the strangers in our path. After today, I told somebody, Marie, each day got better and better. And I just felt like I was on the mountaintop today. I brought 3 Bibles. I planned on bringing 3 Bibles. And when I went to the store, there were 2 Bibles that were alike. And I thought, oh, well, I can only bring 2. And then way off to the side, I saw a 3rd one. And I knew that was just the Lord telling me to bring 3 Bibles. I gave out 3 Bibles. And then today, Mary asked if I had another Bible, and I told her no. But I said, I asked who it was for, and she said, Jerry. And I said, well, he can have my Bible. So I got it, and I just prayed to the Lord that he would be glorified in this act. And I don't know what song you were singing, but Jerry just stood up holding his Bible up in the air, and I took a picture of him, and I looked at it on my phone, and there he was holding up his Bible, holding it up. Tall Jerry holding up his Bible to the sky. And in the picture, there was these rays coming from the cloud. The rays you couldn't see in the sky, but it was just a... God, I just sat down and just wept. And just, that was God's wink. It was so encouraging to me. So I know there's 4 more Bibles in Barry, Vermont. But I didn't stay on the mountaintop, because when I left, I got a call from my husband. Only 2 of my sisters here know about this. And there's a man in Lutherville named Denny. Denny, my neighbor, he died today. And I didn't have the privilege, the joy of proclaiming the name of Christ to him. Why? Because I was afraid he would just reject his name. I don't want anyone to have a Denny in their life. Proclaim the name of Christ to your neighbors, to your family members. We all have lost family members. Going to church, that's not a witness. There's many lost in the church. That's a common thing, going to church. Be a follower and look to each other for support, for prayer. Do it together, and you will be blessed. And then you will hear, well done, good and faithful servant. We'll lift you in prayer. Thanks.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, Jesus the Christ. The life, Jesus, was made manifest, and we have seen him and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to you. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you, so that you will have supernatural unity, koinonia, with us, as indeed we have supernatural unity, koinonia, with God the Father and his Son, Jesus the Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Why is it so important that you and I proclaim the name of Jesus the Christ? Because those that are not in koinonia with us eternally will be in a very real hell. And if you claim to love Jesus, that's not okay. And if it is okay, then something's wrong with the claim. You heard Robin talk about Jerry, tall Jerry. Jerry, who now has a new Bible. I want to show you a last picture. Robin described what happened when Jerry got his Bible. Stood up, holding it in victory like Rocky. And I believe God showed up in that moment. You see him? Nobody at the picnic could see that light. Hold that up there for a while, please, Pete. Nobody saw that. That's Jerry holding up his Bible, just given to him. Because some people said, we will be the church. We will go and proclaim what we know and what we have heard and what we have seen and what we have touched. His name is Jesus the Christ. And if you're not in supernatural unity with us in him, you are going to die eternal. And that's not okay. And so we go. And we be the aroma of Christ. Friends, I told Faith Community Church that they should be an embassy for Jesus, filled with ambassadors for Christ, per 2 Corinthians 5. That's you and me. Keep the picture up there, Pete. I got to tell you something that nobody but Kim knows from the team. Why? As if because Jesus said so wasn't enough. Why? As if Robin's pain isn't enough so that there not be any Denny's in our lives? This is Friday at about 4:30 or 5 o'clock. I learned yesterday that Friday, about 10 o'clock, Jerry, here, victorious Jerry, and Taz, the fellow that I showed you earlier, they were attacked. And there was an attempt to murder them. They were soaked with gasoline. And they were tried to be set on fire. This is a mean, mean place, this world without Christ. They have survived. But let me ask you, is it important that they be in koinonia? You better believe it. And you and I have people all around us that are not in supernatural unity with us or with the one true God. That's why, as we go into the book of 1 John and we look at a biblical portrait of what it is to be the church, we must understand that the world is crying out in need. And our commander and our king has said authoritatively to you and me, Christ follower, go make disciples. There is no alternative. It is either yes, Lord, or he is not our Lord. I pray that we will say, as we see here in 1 John 1, we know that we know that we know that Jesus is the one true Lord. And because of that, we go proclaim what we know so that every prisoner of war, every deceived soul, will at least have the opportunity to receive the invitation personally to come into a eternal koinonia, supernatural unity with the body of Christ and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. May we become lovers of people that live the gospel. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you so much for the power and the love of your gospel. I thank you, Lord, that there isn't anyone on the planet that is too far gone or beyond your reach. I thank you, Lord, that you can penetrate granite. I thank you that you send feeble, broken people like us, who once filled with your Holy Spirit can accomplish all things in and through and for you as you would will. Let us simply surrender our selfish, petty plans. Let us abandon the things of this world that keep such a chokehold on us. Let us trade our pennies for your $100 bills of gospel obedience. Let us say yes, Lord, and serve our King. Send us into the darkness, I pray, starting right here at home, in the kitchen, out the front door, in the neighborhood, around the community, throughout the county, across our country, and to all the continents, Lord. Use us as ambassadors of your love and your light, I pray. And we thank you with joy for the privilege, no matter what. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.